Welcome to Upgrading Feedback, where we all talk about academic feedback. Our aim is to enhance your academic performance as part of your student experience.
We are Ashley, Ellie and Tao, students at the University of Essex.
In this episode, we will talk about why feedback is important to us and how we have used feedback to improve our university assignments. Also, at the end, we will discuss how we ourselves react to feedback.
The first thing we will be talking about is why feedback is important. Opening feedback on an assignment for the first time is nerve-wracking. I feel like it is against human nature to want criticism, but looking at feedback in a more positive way will help with this. It's common for a student to only be interested in the grade that they achieve, but it is so important and useful to read the written feedback as well. It is the most effective way to improve your mark in the future. Even if you are happy with your grade, there is always room for improvement, and the easiest way to improve is by taking on board feedback. Research shows that good feedback is when it specifies what the assignment is asking for, encourages self-reflection, provides high-quality information, encourages a dialogue between teachers, students, and peers, it's motivational, and it specifies how to act on the feedback. So, why do you guys think feedback is important?
For me, I like to read my essay feedback after checking the score to revise my essay. By digging into the feedback I was given, I can understand why I was given the score and what can I do to change shortcomings that exist in my essay, so I can achieve a higher grade next time. This is basically how students get to improve their academic performances.
Academic feedback is essentially useful for university students in a passive learning environment where student performance is heavily reliant on our discipline and the motivation. I personally believe that academic feedback plays an important role in the learning process. It's helped me to improve my performance, reflect on my work, engage with module curriculum, facilitate learning, and boost my confidence.
I totally get you when you say that it boosts your confidence, because that's how I feel about it as well. What do you guys think would be the best kind of feedback for you?
Oh, I would strongly recommend an audio or video feedback if you want to improve your foreign language skill. It can be useful too for evaluating how you appear to others, especially if you're working on improving your public speaking or presentation skills. As a Portuguese language learner, it was difficult for me to improve my speaking and listening skills in a country where English is widely spoken. I'll be given a situation to discuss in Portuguese during my Portuguese class, and I'll begin conferencing with my partner and record it. My lecturer then can listen to the recording and provide feedback in the form of voice memos or audio notes. By replaying the recording and comments, I was able to improve my coherence and coordination in Portuguese.
That's really interesting, and I can see how a foreign language might be particularly difficult to understand feedback if it is given to you in the traditional way. What about you, Tao?
Personally, I like meeting my professor in person and hearing feedback from them. There are so many types of feedback we can give. To collect those feedbacks, we have more than one way. Except receiving the feedback on Fizzer, we can actually reach out for more feedback. For example, we can book teacher's office hour for academic support and talk about your studies and research to gain very useful feedback. Sometimes we are required to do peer review in class, and getting your peers' feedback is also helpful, which provides a peer version.
I agree. Academic support hours are incredibly useful. So, how do you guys use feedback to improve?
I used to replay the feedback in recordings of myself speaking Portuguese to compare it with a native speaker. It's not always easy to ask someone to repeat what they've said, but audio or video feedback really came in handy. It allowed me to work on my pronunciation, tone, and overall coherence. It's a great way to keep improving without feeling awkward or embarrassed.
That's really good, because there is absolutely nothing to feel embarrassed about when you make a mistake especially when it comes to learning a new language.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about you, Tao?
I didn't know how to write my essay for challenging class, so I wasn't very happy with the result of my first essay on that course. I was so frightened to check the feedback given by the professor, because I assumed he was not happy to read my terrible essay as well. But actually, he gave me lots of professional advice on my essay to help me improve on that. It takes time for me to absorb them all, but I did use his feedback to do better on my next essay.
What would you guys say to people who ignore feedback?
I have to say they are really missing an opportunity to revise their academic works and gain professional feedback to improve on themselves. To be honest, sometimes I will also get lazy to check the feedback if they are really long. But when I think that I can get better if I work on my study after digging into my feedback, I wouldn't ignore my feedback.
And I would probably say, I know receiving feedback can be tough, especially when it's not what we want to hear, but you know what they say? No pain, no gain. Ignoring feedback can hold us back from growing and improving. Trying to be open-minded and give yourself plenty of time to comprehend and consider the criticism you have received. Consider is a useful tool for development and achievement, and accept it with a positive outlook. You can achieve your maximum potential in this manner. Can you tell us any challenges you faced in transitioning from secondary education to university, and how you addressed them, specifically in regards to your Gaokao or A-levels background?
The difference of our study backgrounds can contribute to our diverse ways of learning. For me, I came from China and had a typical Asian learning model. I am used to getting straight grades instead of scores with academic feedback. Now in Essex, I can actually have more ways of receiving feedback, which really helped me find out where I can improve.
Adapting from A-levels was hard for a number of reasons. Not only had I just moved away from home for the first time, but now I was in a completely different ballgame when it came to academics. It can be a very isolating experience for first years in particular. You may not understand what you are doing and you don't know who to ask for help, but nobody can write a perfect essay on the first try, and I think it's really important to remember that. That's why it's so important to reflect on the feedback you get.
Absolutely. Practice makes perfect.
Definitely.
Have you looked for any additional tools or sources of assistance to help you adjust to the academic requirements and expectation of the university program? And if so, what have they been?
For me, I just went directly to my professors and gained feedback from them on my academic work. They gave me really good feedback and support in their office hours, which helped me overcome the transition of adjusting myself to a new academic environment.
One of the best ways I have found to write an essay if you are not 100% confident is to spend a lot of time on planning. This, and really keeping in mind what your last set of feedback said, will give you the tools to write a really good essay and make you feel confident. Also, not leaving your assignments until the last minute will significantly reduce stress and allow you to take your time with the planning process.
Oh, absolutely. For feedback, it takes time. And don't leave it to the last minute.
It is easier said than done, but yeah. Try not to leave your assignments till the last minute.
Absolutely. How have you incorporated feedback from your personal tutors or lecturers into your learning and study habits?
I have focused on the feedback of my essay and works. I always remember to frame my structure first before I start to work on them, because I received my feedback on Pfizer, and the professor specifically mentioned my structure problem and gave me advice on how to build better writing structures.
I always take into account what my lecturers say, both in class and in the written feedback. They are the ones who will grade your work, so taking advice from them is a no-brainer. One piece of advice they've given me that I've taken into account is to read my essays aloud before submitting them. I found that this highlights any mistakes more clearly than reading it in my head. Also, going to academic support hours is a really good way to get advice from lecturers.
That's true.
Oh, they are all very precious advice, especially attending academic support hours and making sure the structures are good fit for your essay.
Yeah, definitely.
And how have you taken charge of your own academic progress while attending university? And how have you used feedback to motivate that improvement?
My former university never provides students with academic feedback, so we have to do lots of work trying to find out ways to improve our academic performances. And that somehow develops my habit of independent study model. But now in Essex, I can just receive feedback, which is a shortcut for me to figure out where I can put more work on.
Because university is so independent, I felt like I had to take charge of my own academic progress. Otherwise, I just wouldn't do any work. Having that self-control to complete deadlines in advance is something I had to learn the hard way. But when I did well in an assignment, it motivated me to continue to take charge of the academic process. And even when I didn't do well, my feedback has been encouraging enough to motivate me as well.
I'm really glad to hear that you're overcome the obstacle of coming into university to a different academic background.
Yeah.
And it's really nice that you figure out your own way how you use feedback to incorporate your studies.
It's definitely a learning curve and like a trial and error thing. Like, you won't get your ideal way of learning or studying the first time you try it.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. Yeah. And which part in your view does feedback play in the process of adjusting to a university curriculum? And how many students use feedback more effectively to improve their academic experience?
As I mentioned before, I consider feedback as a shortcut for me to figure out where I can improve.
Yeah, and just to go into more detail on what I've mentioned before, I feel like feedback is such an important tool because it explicitly tells students how to do well at university. I found it difficult to break the old habits that I learned with A-levels and GCSEs, but absorbing feedback helped me adapt to university and the way that assignments work at higher education. I feel like not enough students use feedback effectively, and I understand that because the nature is to just be interested in the grade that you're given, and that's just the education system that we live in. But reading feedback is what actually helps you to improve.
Absolutely. It's not only about academics, it's about life skills, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, to keep improving from learning from hearing your feedback.
So after talking about how we deal with feedback, let's end with discussing feedback itself and how it can be improved. Personally speaking, I do like my feedback to be more related to my logic problem. Sometimes I receive feedback on my writing telling about which part and one specific point that can be improved. But I also want feedback that can give an overview on my whole structure to help me improve my logic on that work. What about you guys?
I personally really love the concept of feedback, but sometimes it can lead to excessive self-criticism and repeated reminder of what has to be done. I occasionally remind myself to relax since I'm a workaholic. In my opinion, the absence of a clear definition of what constitutes appropriate feedback make it challenging for students to comprehend their development when a lecturer solely writes great or good job on their work without pointing out which part are excellent or require improvement.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on the overly self-criticism part. Yeah, it is difficult, but if you change your perspective to try and take feedback in more of a positive way, that it will help with that. But overall, I've been really pleased with the feedback that I've received at university. It's given me the tools to improve my grade by stating what I did well, what could be better, and how to make it better. It's also been very encouraging, although even now, whenever I receive feedback, it's still a nerve-wracking process. But once I open it and actually absorb what it says, it's always a very valuable experience.
True, I agree with you on the nerve-wracking process part. So have you ever received feedback that you're too scary to read?
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. I thought I was the only one experiencing this feeling until you've raised these questions. I once have fear whenever I receive academic comments, especially for essays. It can be really frightening, especially if the criticism is harsh or unfavorable. I'm made an effort to persuade myself that receiving feedback is crucial to the learning process. My professor want me to succeed, so they provide me with comments and help me to raise and realize my full potential.
Yeah, it's definitely not you with that feeling of dread when you get feedback, because I'm definitely guilty of that. I always hate getting that phase of notification, but this is normal. Nobody wants to receive criticism about their work. It may take some time for me to open feedback, but I always make sure that I do and that I fully understand what it says.
So is there another way that you would like to gain feedback and improve feedback?
One thing that I occasionally find is that feedback I'm given does not completely reflect the effort that I've put into the assignment. Students put a lot of work into essays, group projects, presentations, etc. So I feel like they should receive well-rounded and detailed feedback. All feedback should reflect the students' efforts, basically.
I'm totally with you. I believe a detailed compliment or statement expressing appreciation for the time and effort I put into my work is more than sufficient. Not simply the issue itself, but also someone appreciating your efforts, interests can be motivating. In short, start praising individuals for their achievement or simple acts of kindness and let them know it was appreciated.
Exactly, I like that. Writing an essay is an achievement in itself.
Absolutely.
You know, just finishing it, you deserve like a well done after
yeah,
that.
Thank yeah. you. Well done, girls, for completing your essays.
Yes, well done.
So tune in to our next episode when we'll be talking with students about feedback in Squares. See you soon. Bye-bye.